This is an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Ahmad Akala, 66, takes to Facebook Marketplace to sell his old iPhone. Amaya Medrano agrees to the asking price and plans to meet Ahmad at a Dallas, Texas gas station. Ahmad shows Medrano the phone and she digs in her purse for her wallet, but pulls out a gun. Medrano shoots Ahmad in the street and takes off with the iPhone.
Nancy, several surveillance video angles captured the attack, featuring Medrano's distinctive face and neck tattoos. In addition to matching the tattoos to social media profiles, cops used the phone Medrano stole to track her down. Alkaloff is known as a beloved husband, father, grandfather, uncle, and friend, who family says lived a humble life.
Amaya Medrano, 19, now charged with murder. When cops bust an animal hoarder, a New Hampshire shelter agrees to take on what they think is 150 pet mice. But it's 150 containers of pet mice, totaling nearly 1,000 individual mice. Of course, mice reproduce really quickly, so several more litters are born before staff can even separate the males from the females. Other local shelters now agree to split the burden. Sympathetic locals are turning up to adopt several at a time to help the shelter with their enormous problem. Okay, I'm sorry. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Georgia, a couple is facing involuntary manslaughter charges after allegedly allowing teens, including their daughter, to drink alcohol at their home, leading to a fatal crash. Authorities say 18-year-old Hannah Hackmeyer was driving under the influence in February when she crashed at nearly 100 miles per hour. The accident claimed the life of her passenger, 18-year-old Sophia Lakachvili, and left another passenger, 17-year-old Anaya Rao, seriously injured. Hackmeyer faces multiple charges, including first-degree homicide by vehicle, and could serve up to 30 years in prison. The parents, Sumanth and Anadito Rao, are accused of hosting frequent teen drinking parties at their home, described as a party house by DeKalb County District Attorney Sherry Boston. Authorities say the crash occurred after Hackmeyer and the teen left the Rao's home with an open bottle of wine. The Rao's now face up to 10 years in prison for involuntary manslaughter, along with additional penalties for reckless conduct and other charges. Anadito Rao was arrested this week while Sumanth Rao is arranging to turn himself in. We're now learning more about the chilling and calculated attack in which UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson was shot and killed outside a Manhattan hotel. For the latest, we turn to Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Police say the ambush occurred as the 50-year-old Thompson was heading to the company's annual investor conference at Midtown Hilton. Surveillance footage shows the masked gunman approaching Thompson from behind and firing multiple shots, even pausing briefly to clear a gun jam before fleeing the scene on a bicycle, eventually disappearing into Central Park. Investigators recovered shell casings bearing the words deny, defend, and depose, a possible reference to tactics often criticized in the health insurance industry. While authorities have yet to establish a motive, NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch confirmed the attack was deliberate, with the suspect waiting for Thompson outside the hotel. Police released surveillance images of the masked suspect, who was last seen wearing a hooded jacket, and have searched multiple locations, including a hostel on Manhattan's Upper West Side. The shooter remains at large despite extensive efforts using drones, helicopters, and canine units. Thompson's wife told NBC News he had recently received threats, possibly tied to disputes over insurance coverage. However, no prior reports of threats had been filed with local police near his home in Minnesota.
The investigation remains active, with police urging anyone with information to come forward.
Thanks, John. Miranda Johnson works up the courage to leave the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a sect of the LDS community, Southern Utah, fleeing her home with her four sons. FLDS, known as the polygamist offshoot of Mormonism, their prophet Warren Jeffs currently serving life for sex assaulting young girls. Johnson believes her boys, Denver, Mandan, Trusen, and Rory, are adjusting to the new life in American Fork, Utah, but on the morning of October 29, she finds her three eldest sons missing. Police believe Denver, Mandan, and Trusen, now 15, 14, and 12, left home to look for their father, still with the FLDS. Police question the father, search his residence, no sign of the brothers, and dad refuses to cooperate further. Police believe members of the FLDS community know where the boys are, plus five other missing children, but can't get enough cooperation to perform further searches. If you have info on Denver, Mandan, and Trusen Barlow missing from American Fork, Utah, please call the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-THE-LOST. That's 1-800-843-5678. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast.